Hello, I'm Dana Goodnow from Pittsford Community Church, your pastor for the day. When we think about Moses, our minds often go to his encounter with God at the burning bush, or we think about his victory over Pharaoh through a series of plagues. Moses was indeed a remarkable man of God, an emancipator, a leader, and a lawgiver. Moses was also a man of prayer. While Moses was on Mount Sinai receiving God's Ten Commandments, the Israelites grew impatient. They formed a golden calf and engaged in immoral, idolatrous worship. When Moses descended from the mountain, he had a mess on his hands. He smashed the tablets with the Ten Commandments, confronted the people, and destroyed the golden calf. In spite of these swift actions, God declared that he would destroy his people. In Exodus 32, verse 10, God told Moses, "Now leave me alone so that my anger may burn against them and that I may destroy them. Then I will make you into a great nation." Instead of accepting this generous offer from God, Moses prayed for mercy. Exodus 32 records Moses' prayer of intercession. "Why should the Egyptians say it was with evil intent that he brought them out to kill them in the mountains and to wipe them off the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce anger, relent, and do not bring disaster on your people." God honored Moses' prayer and agreed not to destroy the people. However, God did say that he would no longer remain present among his people. Instead, God would send an angel to lead the people to the promised land. Again, Moses interceded, begging God not to abandon his people. In Exodus 33:15, he prayed, "If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here." Again, God heeded Moses' prayer and promised to go with his people to the promised land. Of course, Moses prayed on many other occasions, but these examples show us the importance and power of prayer. From Moses' example, we learn some key lessons. First, prayer should focus on bringing glory to God, not simply receiving blessings from God. Moses prayed that God's reputation would be upheld before the Egyptians and other nations around them. Second, we can pray boldly for those things that most concern us. Moses wasn't hesitant to pray for God's mercy. Finally, our prayers should demonstrate self-sacrifice. Moses was more interested in the welfare of the Israelites than his own comfort or prestige. We too can be a people of bold, selfless, intercessory, God-honoring prayer. Father, be glorified in our prayers and in our lives, and help us to become increasingly a people characterized by prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Dana Goodnow from Pittsford Community Church, your pastor for the day.